Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on one of our final Football Fridays of the year. It is a Football Friday, of course. We look forward to the Super Bowl. And this is my last show until the Super Bowl here in Philadelphia. I'll be out there with 94WIP, with Odyssey at the Super Bowl next week on radio. I can't wait to be in Arizona and do those shows. We're going to have some fun next week. I'll be on after Mark Therese every day. Elliot's going to come by. We'll have a lot of fun things going on next week in Phoenix, Arizona, where the Eagles will be heading out on Sunday. And when they take the field a week from this Sunday against the Chiefs, it's going to be different, and it's going to be different than anything else we've ever experienced, because on the other side is Andy Reid. And there may be some of you out there, and I'm really interested in what everyone thinks tonight on this, because maybe some of you out there don't feel like this means more, like there's something different about this because it's Reid. Maybe you've totally moved past the Reid era and have no emotion left, whether it be positive towards him or whatever you felt. Maybe you're just tapped out because it's been enough time. I'm not. This Super Bowl will mean more than I would think if it was anybody else, because it's Andy Reid. And every time I hear someone say, well, the Reid stuff's overblown. No, it's not. No, it is not. The Eagles are playing a Super Bowl, competing in a Super Bowl against the greatest coach in their history, against a coach here that helped change this franchise. That is all true. And we cannot ignore that, and I can't ignore it. But there's something else that I think is at play here. As much as Andy Reid did well here, and he did so much well, I don't think it's just easy to separate the fact that he was on the sidelines for some of the most heartbreaking moments in the history of the franchise. Now, some of the best moments, best wins, playoff runs, I mean, that's all true too. But he was the coach, like the emotion towards Andy Reid in this city for 14 years was undeniable. I mean, you either were pro-Reid or you were anti-Reid or you were tired of Reid or you were frustrated with Reid or you defended Reid. I mean, everyone had an emotion on Andy Reid for 14 years. From his hire to the high highs to the moments they couldn't get over the hump to whatever the heck happened in that Super Bowl, whether we played Donovan at the end or Andy or whatever, to the end when it got really bad that last year in 2012. There was emotion every day on this radio station to Andy Reid. And yeah, the Eagles have won without Reid. But Reid has won without the Eagles. And you know what next Sunday is? It's the tiebreaker. It is the game that we will remember as they go in their opposite directions and someone is crowned a winner. Because up until now, I think you can make the case that Andy Reid won the divorce, the Eagles won the divorce. Look at both franchises since Reid left, or look, both parties, right? Andy Reid went to Kansas City and he just is one and one and one and one and, you know, been to three Super Bowls now and won a championship. He'll go for his second one. The Eagles, maybe not quite as simple as the Reid experiment in Kansas City, right? It hasn't been as smooth, but the Eagles are in their second Super Bowl now. They have gotten to the Super Bowl with multiple coaches. They've gotten there with multiple quarterbacks. They have been, once again, one of the best teams in the NFC without Andy Reid. So both parties right now are currently winning the divorce. But that's not the truth after next Sunday night, because the winner of the game will catapult the other one by a lot. But just think about it. If the Eagles lose to Andy Reid, he'll have won multiple Super Bowls without them and be clearly the coach of the team of this era in the NFL. I mean, the Chiefs have already been at 3 Super Bowls. They have the quarterback of this era. And if they win the game, they'll have multiple rings in this era. And you go back last 5-6 years since Mahomes started playing, you know, since the Eagles got to their Super Bowl, how many teams have multiple rings? None. I mean, none. And if we agree the Patriots have fallen down now, who's the team of this era? You can't say it's the Bills. I mean, that's all hype. They haven't been to a Super Bowl. You can't say it's the Bengals. They haven't won one. You can't say it's the Rams. They've only been to one and won one. I mean, who is the team of this era? It's the winner of this game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had a nice little burst with Tom Brady. That's over now. The Patriots are done. That's over now. The Niners have a nice story. They haven't won a ring. You know, they're pretty good, but haven't won a ring. The Packers, please, spare me. They never get to a Super Bowl anymore with Aaron Rodgers. The team of this era is the winner of this football game. I think you could fairly say the team that wins this game is the team of this era of the NFL. And the Eagles could do that, and they could do it by beating Andy Reid. 215-592-9494. Will this mean more to you because it's Andy Reid? The way I view it is this. Winning this game is different than winning the Super Bowl. Like, there's an extra element to this that I don't know if any of us ever thought this day would come, where they get to play Andy Reid in a Super Bowl and have this almost tiebreaker to the divorce. And it would really cement the franchise past Reid's shadow. Because as much as we want to, I think, believe the Eagles are a great franchise without Andy Reid, as much as we want to believe the Eagles have created their own identity without Andy Reid, we could acknowledge and be real about it. In 2017, his shadow lurked over the Super Bowl. It was just there. Doug Peterson was the coach. Nick Foles was the quarterback. I don't have to go any further than that. You know, we could talk about the other players that were in their prime, like Kelsey and Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham, all Reid guys that were in their prime then. But even just go to the coach and quarterback. Doug Peterson was literally Andy Reid's quarterback here in Philadelphia when it started out. And Nick Foles was his final young quarterback he left the franchise behind. The shadow of Andy Reid hovered over what they did in 2017. If they win this game, that shadow's gone. It's over. They fully moved past the Reid era. And we could say with conviction, they're not successful now because of Andy Reid. In 2017, we couldn't say that. Like, it was great. They won before him. It was the best sports moment in the history of the city. But deep down, we all knew it. Like, they won still in part because of Andy Reid. He left behind the coach. He left behind the quarterback. Or he gifted the coach, and he left behind the quarterback. That's the way it was. He had his hands all over that thing from afar. It was almost like the Super Bowl he didn't win here. They won it without him a couple years later. That's the way that felt. If they win this game next Sunday and beat Andy Reid, it cements the Eagles as the team of this era. It cements the Eagles as way past Reid's shadow. And they win. The Eagles franchise comes out the winner. If we're kind of putting on a scale, Andy Reid after the Eagles after Andy Reid. This Super Bowl will tip the scales. The winner of this game will be ahead, and without question, ahead. Because multiple Super Bowls, Trump won. That's it. And they both had nice runs, but both of them will have different kind of runs, but only one could have two Super Bowls after this one. 215-592-9494. This Super Bowl, there's extra to this. It means extra because it's Andy Reid. That's the way I feel. Agree or disagree on this? 215-592-9494. Does this mean more to you because it's Reid? Because it's the coach that was here for 14 years that took the Eagles so close but couldn't get over the top. It means more to me. This is different. If they were playing the Bengals, it's just a Super Bowl. If they were playing the Bills, it's just a Super Bowl. If they were playing anybody else, it's just a Super Bowl. And last time, 5 years ago, it was to capture the first. This one's different. That, you know, there'll never be a feeling quite again like winning the first Super Bowl. That's a once in a lifetime. But now we move on to something way different. This legitimizes the franchise to a level it's never been before. You know, the Eagles win this game over Andy Reid. They are totally past the Reid era. They're totally past the credit for Reid. And now they have to be looked at as one of the top franchises in the NFL, not just a team with one. I mean, there's some teams out there that have one Super Bowl. You think about the teams that have multiple Super Bowls, we start trending towards the direction in the next decade or so where they could become one of the upper echelon all-time franchises. This is the one, though. They got to beat Reid. This means more. It's different. I look at this game, and there's an extra element besides 60 minutes of football one team against the other, and one wins a trophy. Now, this is the Reed Bowl, and I don't think this is being overblown. I think there's something real, and those emotions to Andy Reid in the city, we can't pretend that we didn't feel him. You can't pretend you didn't hate him or love him. I mean, because you did. I mean, I remember the way he was talked about. I still hear it in the mornings here. This week especially, and next week especially. There's emotion there. 215-592-9494. Does this mean more because Andy Reid's on the other side? Tucker, what are you feeling on this as the Eagles get set to take on Andy Reid in the Super Bowl?
I think maybe leading up to the game, it's definitely a storyline, and we're going to talk about it, you know, for the rest of tonight and all of next week. And I'm sure when you tune in to who has Super Bowl, Fox?
Fox, because it's Greg Olsen and Burkhart.
Correct. So when you tune into Fox on Sunday afternoon, I'm sure you're going to have a big, long piece on Andy Reid and his time in Philadelphia compared to his time in Kansas City. And it will be a storyline, but I think once the game kicks off, I'm not worried about beating Andy Reid. I'm not worried about the head coach on the other team. And I think if the Eagles do win on Sunday night, and I think they will, I don't know. I don't think people are going to parade the streets and party even harder because Andy Reid is on the other side. I think it's an interesting storyline. I think it's a talking point, but do I think it's something that's going to make this game matter even more in my head? And when we look back and we talk about it to you know, our kids and our grandkids, we're going to say, you know what? In Super Bowl 57, we beat Andy Reid. No, I think we're going to talk about the actual game and what happened in those 60 minutes and what an amazing season this was. Do I think it's a talking point? Yes, but I don't know if it's anything more than a footnote.
See, yeah, it feels bigger to me than that. 215-592-9494. When a coach coaches a place for 14 years and has the largest run of success that franchise ever had, like Andy here, obviously, playing that guy in the Super Bowl is way more than a footnote to me. It's a big part of the emotion of the game. Beating Andy Reid moves them past his shadow. Beating Andy Reid puts them ahead of him. I mean, that's just bottom line. The Eagles go ahead of Reid post-divorce if they win this game. And they beat him head-to-head. They don't, you know, all that about what he built here, it starts to fade away because they're their own franchise with this one. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Marty in Haverton. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, Marty. What are you thinking?
Well, I was talking with Tucker, and I agree with what he just said. I think we're already three coaches past Andy Reid, and so I'm not sure if it doesn't mean as much to me as it sounds like it does to you. What I am counting on is getting some of Andy's bad clock management in the Super Bowl. And if Kansas City has a lead, basically throwing the ball and not running it to keep us in the game. So, I'm actually more excited with this Super Bowl to hopefully see Jalen lead the Eagles to a Super Bowl championship. And basically, that to me would be the incredible story of, you know, his entire career from college into the pros. And to me, that would be the most exciting storyline. So, I think basically the Eagles and Andy, they've parted ways. That was like 9-10 years ago. And I even think the last 3-4 years while Andy was here, you know, people were already just kind of tired of how it was going. So I just think people have long ago made their peace. Andy went his way. Eagles went theirs. Good luck to Andy. I think some folks in this town were, you know, they were happy that he won his Super Bowl. I really didn't think there were a whole lot of hard feelings about Andy over the years. He obviously turned things around back in 2000 when they, you know, starting with when they went down to Dallas and won on opening day with the onside kick. And just clearly he turned the program around after it had been in, you know, it just was floundering there in the 90s. So, all the credit to him. But he never got over his flaws. And I think that's why people got tired of, you know, watching him coach. And I kind of agree with Tucker. I think it would be a bit more of a footnote. I think it'll be a storyline. All the pregame shows will talk about it. Lots of interviews with Andy. They'll talk to Jeffrey and, you know, about Andy's time here and so on. But I'm more excited for current Eagles and what this would mean for all of them. And I do think that in this, you know, this current era of the cap, to win a Super Bowl while you have a quarterback on a rookie contract, that's the key.
Well, it is. Well, it's imperative. I mean, Marty, it's the way this works. You're right. And Marty, I appreciate the phone call. And I can appreciate that perspective that some people have moved on. I guess for me, it's not so much about moving on. I mean, yeah, I think everyone's past the divorce. It was a long time ago now. But it does like I'll put it this way. If I'm Howie Roseman and I'm Jeff Fleury, I don't want to lose to Andy Reid. Like, I'd rather lose to anybody else but Andy Reid. They fired him. Okay, they fired the best coach in franchise history. That's the truth. That happened. And you know what? Wishing him well and rooting for them against the 49ers a couple years ago, that's different than playing him. Because if they lose to him like that, they fired one of the great coaches in franchise history. Whether or not it was time, whether or not they fired the best coach in franchise history, one of the best coaches ever, whether or not it was the moment and everyone was ready to go, whatever. I mean, that's revisionist history back in the day. Like, we could go back and think about how we felt then. That's the bottom line is they fired Andy Reid. You can't then lose to him in the Super Bowl. It just would sting. It would sting if they lost to Reid in the Super Bowl. You know, you don't have to hate him. I like Andy Reid. And I was an Andy Reid appreciator a couple years ago when we had our day here on WIP. But I don't want to lose to him in the Super Bowl. And I do think it has been noticeable over the last, since he left, he still gets credit for what the Eagles are. He hasn't been here for a very long time. But look, go back to 2017. Go back to the way that team was talked about. Well, you know, how'd they get Doug Peterson? How'd they get the coach that helped them win? Well, you know, it was Andy Reid guy. Where'd Nick Foles come from? Well, he was Andy Reid guy. And think about all those stars in their prime that were here when he was here still. Like, that Super Bowl, he got almost some credit for. And this one would push them past him. The Eagles almost be like, they've become their own franchise, independent Andy Reid. Let's talk to Steve in Delran. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Joe. I think the problem, and that last caller alluded to it, is, well, first of all, Reid, he never learned. He did something that all the rest of us would never get away with, which is he never bothered to acknowledge or improve upon his mistakes year after year or his shortcomings, right? He didn't delegate anyone, or seemingly he didn't delegate somebody to watch the clock, and he continued to make the same mistakes over and over. And he really, his arrogance, I think, cost the Eagles probably a Super Bowl or two during that era of that incredible defense they had with Dawkins and Trotter and such, because Andy Reid thought that he himself, Andy Reid, was the talent, right? I have a system. My system is very good. You can plug players into my system and we're going to win. And, you know, lo and behold, 3 years with James Thrash and Todd Pinkston at wide receiver, and he figured out right after it was, I think, that NFC Championship loss to Carolina, the 14-3 game, he figured out pretty quickly, you know what, maybe we need some people who can play. And it's not, you know, his arrogance, his thinking that he himself was the talent, at least for several years, I think cost the Eagles some Super Bowls, possibly, or at least one or two more appearances during that era. And the other knock against Reid, I will say, you mentioned before, you rooted for Andy Reid before. I will always root against Andy Reid. obviously, you can tell I haven't completely gotten over that era. The other thing beyond the lost opportunities, the arrogance, I kind of felt that the way he spoke to the fan base many times was just incredibly off-putting. Like, when, if you remember when Dawkins left for Denver, and somebody, I think I remember, a reporter asked him a question at a press conference where they just signed Stacey Andrews, and he just wouldn't. I felt like for a fan base that is as involved, interested, committed as we have here in Philadelphia, he really didn't treat the fans very well. But anyway, that's my take.
Yeah, and Steve, I get it, and I understand that. It's funny, you know, one of our first callers said we're well past all the emotions. Our last caller was obviously not past the emotions, and that's okay. I mean, you know, 14 years is a long time to watch a coach and either root, I mean, obviously root for the coach while he's here, but go through the ups and downs with a coach. I mean, that's a long time. Those scars just don't go away. As far as the Reid press conference stuff and the way he talked to fans, I always thought that he was just protecting his players. He thought, I mean, I that stuff never bothers me. I mean, we do this all the time with press conferences with coaches. We get annoyed at what they say. You know, other than Doc, who does bother me, I typically don't get that annoyed, because I just think that they're trying to protect something, information, players, you know, they'll put them, whatever. Oh, you know, they have an agenda. That's not to give us what we want. But in terms of not fixing his issues as a coach, as great of a coach as he is, and he's one of the best coaches ever. I mean, we can acknowledge he's a top 10 coach in NFL history, and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Of course, that's fair to be frustrated by that. And you don't want to lose to that guy. Like, there is a difference between wishing someone well in the other conference. And the odds are never is it going to be a big game against each other. I mean, just what are the chances? You know, if you play once every 4 years, and usually those games are kind of early in the season. Like, it's never going to feel until now. There's only one chance for it to be a big game against Andy Reid. And this is it. It's the one possible way this happens has happened. It's the Super Bowl. And the way I look at it is it would mean more to beat him because it legitimizes the franchise. It shows the Eagles have come well past the Reid era to get here again without him. And you don't want to lose to a guy that the Eagles fired. I mean, that's just that. This isn't a normal Super Bowl. And I think if you like Andy Reid, maybe you want to pretend it is. I can't pretend it is. There's a different element to this, and it's beyond just, you know, the storyline. Like, there's something different about this than if they were just playing the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, there's no juice to that game beyond 60 minutes when they kick it off. There's no juice to it. This has juice because it means more to the Eagles franchise. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Seth, who's on WIP. What's up, Seth?
Not much. I want to start off by saying I'm loving that analogy about the divorce with Andy Reid, and this Sunday we're going to have the custody battle of superiority.
Yep.
And I do think that this is kind of like a pivotal point in the whole Andy Reid Eagles saga and everything. And I don't know. It's tough because Philly, there's one thing about Philly. We'll throw snowballs at Santa Claus, but we respect our coaches. I was at the Jacksonville game this year. When Doug Peterson came out, it was a standing ovation. Everyone was clapping him on because, you know, that's one of our coaches, and he gave us a Super Bowl. But this one's a little different. I'm definitely riding with how you feel about not losing to a guy that we fired.
Yeah, and you know what? Even though people wish their exes the best, like, you don't want them to one-up you. I mean, Andy Reid would one-up the Eagles if he beats them in the Super Bowl. That's just the truth of it.
Yeah, and that's something that we're going to have to hold on to. And this game this weekend, it's going to really come down to Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts versus Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. You know, it's just that our best coach in franchise history with what seems to be the best quarterback in the NFL right now versus new Philly Nick ready to take over Philly. I mean, Sirianni's going to be a stud these next couple years, and really, I think outpass Andy Reid.
Well, Seth, I hope if that happens, it'd be great for this franchise. Seth, I appreciate your phone call. Look, here's the bottom line: the winner of this game next Sunday is the team of this era in the NFL. The Patriots' time is over. So, who's the next team? I think the Chiefs are the obvious answer as of today, this moment. They've been three of these now, and they got the best quarterback. They got a coach that's winning more than anybody. Like, they're the answer, but they only have one ring. If the Eagles go and top them, they have two in a six-year span. I mean, the Eagles are the team of this era if they win this game. And it's against Andy Reid. 215-592-9494. Does this mean more because Andy Reid's on the other side? It does for me. This is different. I can't pretend, oh, yeah, well, it's, you know, I know he used to be the coach here, but it's just a game. No, it's not just a game. They're playing Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. Let's not pretend that this is just like if they're playing the Bengals. It's not. 215-592-9494. What do you lie on this? Does this have more meaning for you, yes or no, because Andy Reid's on the other side in Super Bowl 57? We'll take all your phone calls, come back, and we got to get to explicit history. It's a Friday night, and the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. They've done this a few times in the past. We'll do explicit history, tell you what the topic is tonight. Up next, all your calls. Does it mean more because it's Reid? Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.